poor widow who cast two small copper coins into the temple treasury had just as well cast two large stone tablets onto our heads. Given the choice between her nonverbal sermon and a tongue lashing from Moses, I'm not sure which I'd choose. Neither one of them leave me unscathed, or you either. The effect is the same. Both brand the word guilty on the skin that thinly veils our self-seeking, self-preserving, attention-loving hearts. Beware of the scribes, warns our Lord, for they are not like the poor widow, for they love attention, they love the applause, they love the place of honor, and though they may blush in fake humility, know that in their heart of hearts, they giggle like schoolgirls for love of the limelight. Beware the scribes, for the scribes reside in you. And if you could only see it in yourself as clearly as you see it in others, perhaps you too would blush. Blush for real and blush for good. If you'd shift your eyes upward a little from navel gazing, you'd spy the word guilty written in ashes over your own criminal heart. The kingdom of heaven is like this poor widow, so repent that you too may enter it. For it is not a kingdom that comes by observation. It comes not by observation, but by participation. By a partaking of that which belonged to another poor widow, which issued forth from her, from the Blessed Virgin. 2020 vision sees nothing of the kingdom of God, for it is hidden from the eyes of man. It is hidden under its opposite. It is hidden under the emptiness of the widow's purse, the emptiness of Lazarus's stomach, the emptiness of the one who emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being made in your likeness. So there's no use in looking with your eyes for the kingdom of God. Don't look for it in a perfect seminary. Don't look for it in a perfect parish. Don't look for it in a synod free of wars and skirmishes. The kingdom of God is hidden in the two copper coins dropped into the treasury, noticed only by Jesus as the greatest gift put there that day. The kingdom of God is hidden in the quarter-sized circle of bread dropped onto your tongue, affirmed by Jesus as the greatest gift put into your body any day. The kingdom of God is hidden in the naked king robed only in crimson, who is enthroned upon his tree, dripping into his Father's treasury, not gold or silver or copper, but his holy saving blood. Shed every single drop of it, all for you. And when his blood in that coffer rings, the angels in heaven sing. And so do we, evermore praising him and saying, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and honor and strength and wisdom and glory and blessing. For he, in his poverty, put into his passion all he owned, all he had to live on, that he might make you rich. Yes, worthy is he. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.